As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, we looked it up.
Yep.
We see what it's going to cost. Bob Myers had been making like $8 million.
Yes.
When he was the GM of the Warriors.
Yes.
That's what he was pulling in annually.
Yes.
Pat Riley, according to this thing I Googled, which I'm sure is right, was right around 11.
Yes.
Or is right around 11. I'm sure there's some more for Pat because he's got all kinds of different responsibilities.
Pat Riley, let's go with...
He's the Heat.
Yes. Pat. Yeah. But more than anything, Pat runs Miami.
He does.
Like, he knows... Everybody and everybody knows Pat.
Well, just think about what he's done for that organization since he's taken it over. Like, the Heat were kind of just a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took it over, and now they are, I mean, I don't know, are they the number one franchise in Miami?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even though Florida just did. Florida won a Stanley Cup. But, yeah, no, Miami is the standard.
Even though, they surpassed the Dolphins at some point.
It's a Dolphins town.
Right.
But you know, no, the Heat are the...
But the Heat are the thing.
Yes.
And that's Pat did that.
Yes.
So it's hard to kind of, you know, but that's what a president can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a president of basketball operations can do. But that's what I'm saying. If Bob Myers was making 8 in Golden State.
Give him 12.
Give him 12.
Yeah, give him 12.
There you go.
I mean, that just seems like it is. But for me, that's just too easy. You know what I mean? Like, go get Bob Myers for an owner that don't want to spend no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't want to spend money.
There's
but
no doesn't salary
be
cap
in, but doesn't want to be in the play-in.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be in a play-in, but I don't want to spend any money. Now, I don't have the paper in front of me, but I would like to see how many teams are in the actual playoffs right now who spend money. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily are in the – because we know that the worst of all is Phoenix.
Yeah,
you know, they're in all, right. They had aprons that ain't even been invented yet, all right? You know, they had ass-out aprons.
Yeah, right? they're so
– Most aprons are ass-out, but never mind. But you know what I'm saying.
But their ass is out.
Yes.
And they're out of the playoffs, too.
Because
they didn't even make the
playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs. You're with the Hawks right now. The biggest thing you got to figure out now, obviously, the dude who he is what's going to be the structure. I mean, is he going to keep this general manager? Okay, Bob Myers worked with him in Golden State. Exactly. So they know each other. So,
by the way, like this, Randy and I just invented this Bob Myers thing 10 minutes ago.
Yes, we did.
And now we're running with it. Don't take this as
please don't.
Shams said anything.
Like, no.
We're just thinking this might be a good idea.
But my thing is right here. Okay, you got those two work together in Golden State. Where's that lead coach Quinn?
I probably can work with them.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's always one of the things when you bring in front office guys when there's when there's a head coach in place.
Sure.
It's always like, well
I mean, Bob Myers was there when he took over. They had a coach who had had some success, and then they felt like they needed something to get them over the top, so he moved on from Mark Jackson and got Steve Kerr.
Yes.
So maybe he comes in and sees how it goes with Quinn Snyder for a couple of years. If it goes great, you keep him. If not, you move on and – you get your own Steve Kerr. Like, that's the hard part of all of this is, like, when you're daydreaming about replacing a president of basketball operation or any sort of leadership in your organization, we're talking about Pat Riley and Steve Kerr.
We're talking about R.C. Buford
in San Antonio and Greg Popovich. Yes. Like, you just immediately default to the greats of the era watch.
Why we got to start?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Aim high.
Go for it.
Aim
high. Tony Russell is one of the richest owners in basketball.
Yeah.
Go get it. Like my great friend John Turkey always say, go take somebody.
Take somebody.
Yeah, go take him to ESPN.
Sure. ESPN. He's on TV.
He's on TV.
He doesn't want to argue with Kendrick Perkins.
You don't want to sit there with Kendrick Perkins and him?
No.
Side eye, he be looking at Perk like, what the hell are you talking about?
He must have come down here and do a weekly hit with you and me. That's what he wants to do.
Oh, boy. We have Bob Litt. We have Bob Litty on
this Bob, tell us about.
And we're going to call him. When you talk up to a Bob, you have to say that. So Bob. Yeah. Just like that. So, Bob.
Favorite Bob, neighbor Bob?
Oh, yeah, I love neighbor Bob. I was hanging out with neighbor Bob yesterday.
Yeah, neighbor Bob's great.
Yes, love neighbor Bob.
Who's my favorite Bob? Yeah. Bob. Probably Robert Ory. Big shot Bob. That's the second Robert Ory reference of the day today, too.
That is, too.
By the way.
Yeah. Bob.
I don't know many Bobs. My grandpa had a brother named Bob, but he died when I was like two.
Your grandpa?
So he was like my great uncle.
Your great uncle.
Great uncle Bob.
Okay.
But he died.
Don't you have a Bob? No, it's Doug. That's Douglas Tree, right?
Yeah, it's my other uncle that died. You just want to talk about all my dead uncles?
No, I was just saying. I'm trying to say, okay, because when you said Bob, I was like, never mind.
I think they buried Bob. Traditional.
They buried Doug, actually.
Yeah, well, after they turned him into, he's fertilizer. It's my favorite uncle.
I love him. No, I love him.
You never met him. Make fun of him being a tree sometimes.
I'm not making fun. I asked a question.
Okay.
It's a question that was being asked.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, that's a Bob that I knew. Maybe there's a Doug they could get. I don't know.
But there's got to be.
Doug Collins.
Another guy. But we're talking more like anything. I know we're talking about Bob Myers, but basketball guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A basketball guy. Go get one of those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I said Grant Hill, but you're right. He does do a lot of stuff with US, and he's tied here somehow.
Now, I'm not saying that that's not a good idea.
Because didn't Joe Dumars just got hired?
Joe Dumars did just get hired.
He got hired to the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isaiah Thomas. No.
No thanks. Now we've got into the bad ideas list. But like, hey, let's not discount the possibility of it. He's been one.
I'm sure they know each other.
Sure they do.
I'm sure
he works at NBA TV, so exactly. He's around.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be the one that laughs at that, and then next week he's hired, and then we get to interview him. And
yes. It's like, Kenny Smith. Kenny got some GM looks.
I mean, yeah, Kenny.
But Kenny's
he's going to ESPN though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just whoever it is, make him good and win a championship. All right. The Falcons have the 15th pick on Thursday. We had an opportunity to talk to Greg Cosell on Friday, one of our favorite guys, draft analysts, breaking down film, getting ready for draft day. Let's hear from him talking about Mike Green, who is the edge rusher from Marshall that I've seen on a lot of lists, a lot of mock drafts, a lot of interest potentially, seemingly from the Falcons. Here's what Greg Cosell had to say about Mike Green when we asked him.
I like Mike Green. I like Mike Green a lot. In fact, obviously, the issue that would be discussed in draft meetings is level of competition. They did play Ohio State. He played very, very well. I think Green, of all the edge rushers in this draft class, Nick Scowerton would fit in that role as well, has the most tools in his toolbox. You know, one of the things you notice with a lot of college edge rushers who are very athletic is they don't really have a lot of tools in their toolbox. They don't really have a pass rush arsenal. They just rely on athleticism. And you can't just rely on athleticism in the NFL. You're not just going to run by offensive tackles in the NFL. So I thought Green had a pretty diversified pass rush repertoire. I think watching him through a game, you see that he has a plan of how to attack offensive tackles. The number one thing, and I've learned this from speaking to offensive tackles, the number one thing that you have to be able to do is you have to have a power game. If you don't have a power game, it's really hard to be a consistently good pass rusher. And he's got that short stroke power game, and it kind of starts there. He's able to do that. But I really liked Mike Green. And now some people are going to look at arm length, which has become a very big thing. His arms are not long. So that could be a detriment. But just watching his tape, I enjoyed watching his tape.
Yeah, glowing review from Cosell on Mike Green. Again, a name that it wouldn't surprise me to hear the Falcons draft him at 15. Just given, you know, their seeming interest in him and where he's being projected and all that. I guess it would surprise me to hear the Falcons draft any edge rusher.
Yes.
Because we've been wanting to do it for years.
Yes.
So we won't have time to get to the audio. We'll get to some more of Greg Cosell's breakdowns on guys throughout the week. But Josh Kendall, The Athletic, the Falcons beat reporter for The Athletic, did his final mock draft today. And he moved back a couple times, traded back a couple times, I think to 22nd or something like that. And he had the Falcons taking Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College.
Yes.
I did not know this. I learned this reading this article. Everybody talks about Mike Green and his 17 sacks. Ezeraku had 16 and a half. He was second in college football last year. 16 and a half sacks, a lot of sacks.
Yeah, it is. Especially, and we talked to Coach about that, and GC, and he was talking about he's more of a situational, like, edge rusher. I don't like situations in first round. First round of situations don't go well with me.
I just didn't know his situation at Boston College had him getting 16 and a half sacks.
But now,
sacks
if he can go situationally and get you 10 sacks, that's good.
That's a good situation.
That's a good situation to be in.
Yeah.
When I ain't into the situation.
You need a guy that can play out there a lot.
They're in rotation, but I need him to be out there.
Number one.
Yes. I need you to sub in for him.
Good track record of Boston College draft picks in the first round.
Yeah, Matt Ryan.
Chris Lindstrom. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
not that has anything to do with it, but
no, but he's a good damn football player. I don't want to minimize anything by saying he's a situational guy. You just look at maybe because the size and how big he is and everything. People thought, and this is the name that GC brought up on Friday, people thought that Robert Mathis was a situational player. This dude was a hellraiser off that edge.
Yeah.
A straight up hellraiser. And he wasn't no bigger than, no.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean.
That's the kind of situations we need.
Yeah, but for everyone.
Hellraisers. War daddies.
Yeah, but for every Robert Mathis, there's somebody that's not
right.
Him.
Right.
You know,
and that's why they care about the size.
Yes. Yeah.
Robert Mathis is an outlier at his size.
Yes. God, nobody dude was good as hell.
Yeah.
But that's when GC was talking about, you know, the kid out of he has a pass rush plan, meaning because he's been playing for a long time. So he doesn't have to and you're still developing when you come up here. But a lot of times these young pass rushers, the first thing that they always want to do is beat you with speed and athleticism. You don't have a go-to. That's why when he was talking about, you know, running down the middle of a tackle.
Yeah.
A tackle wants you to run down the middle of them. I mean, he ain't got to do nothing but grab you.
That's what he was talking about with Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, that's all he got to do is grab you. Mm-hmm. Come on down here. But the getting on the edge and bending that hoop is vital.
Plenty more draft talk as the week goes on. Of course, the first round of the NFL draft is coming up on Thursday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your home for the first round of the NFL draft and the entire draft between April 24th at 7 p.m. You got Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows. It's all brought to you by Window Nation, by Four Window.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Those get for free the NFL draft starting on April 24th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. We'll get to your AMA questions. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929 after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.